I think it's important to note that the number has come down from the prior year. There is a $5.3 billion decrease this year in 2011 when compared to last year. And it's primarily due to three programs. Unemployment insurance program estimates came down by more than $3 billion, and that was due to a reduction in the program outlays for unemployment insurance. We also had two programs that reported reduced error rates, the Earned Income Tax Credit Program and the Medicare Advantage Program.
You had $115 billion spread over 79 agencies. Which agencies are still struggling the most with this issue dollar-wise?
Well, dollar-wise, there are four agencies in particular that made the top list of the top 10 of those that reported the largest amount of improper payments: Medicare fee-for-service, Medicaid, and Earned Income Tax Credit, and then the Unemployment Insurance Program. And I think it might be important to note that the 10 programs with the highest dollar amount actually reported $107 billion, or 93% of the total of the $115.3 billion in improper payments. But I could, if I could, I'd like to mention that an improper payment is not necessarily a loss to the government, and it doesn't always represent fraud. An improper payment is any payment that should not have been made or that was made in an improper amount. So this could include underpayments as well as overpayments. Improper payments also include payments that lack sufficient documentation, and I think that's an important thing to understand when you're talking about improper payments.
And there are some metrics in place for the agencies to go out and recover this money. Does this number include the money that agencies were able to recover after they found out they paid it improperly?
I can't answer that particular question because I was not involved in the analysis of that. But I would like to, address your point, which is that $1.25 billion was reported in recovery audits this past year. And more than half of that was attributable, not probably, it was in fact attributable to our Medicare programs. So, yes, it is a very significant amount that's been recaptured now through the recovery audit programs that are taking place.
What are some of the actions that you found to try to prevent this money from going, at least to try to drive the number lower again next year?
There are so many activities and actions that are going on within the various agencies. In the area of preventive controls, data matching and data sharing among agencies has been very important to helping to share information and reduce the probability of improper payments from occurring. I can give you a couple of success stories. The Department of Labor reported that its unemployment insurance program uses the Department of Health and Human Services National Directory of New Hires database to detect overpayments to individuals to claim benefits after they return to work. And that is, of course, the largest single cause of overpayments that are reported in that program. But another good example is the Pell Grant program, which uses the IRS database for students to download tax information directly into their student loan application. So there are things going on in the area of preventive controls related to predictive analytical tools. Medicare, for example, is looking at the billing patterns and beneficiary utilization patterns for high risk of fraudulent activity. There are a number of training programs that are being provided to providers and beneficiaries. And program design review is another area that has been getting attention lately. There are so many programs that have complex requirements related to eligibility, and sometimes they're inconsistent from one program to another. So that certainly could be a contributing factor to improper payments. So those are some of the preventive type strategies that are getting a lot of attention right now, as well as some of the detective strategies such as data mining and recovery auditing, as I just mentioned.
Some of those are, no doubt, the answer to the question that you actually anticipated, Beryl, which is what are the agencies that are doing this well doing to keep this money from going out in the first place?
They are doing there. It's a number of things. Preventive controls are very important because if you have those preventive controls, you avoid the pay and chase method of doing business. Detective controls also are important though, because once you identify a problem, then it enables you to determine what area needs to be highlighted and what area needs internal control improvements. But analyzing and root causes of improper payments is something that many of the agencies are looking at now. The Office of Management and Budget this past year for the first time required that agencies start reporting their root causes of their improper payments into three specific categories. They were documentation administrative, authentication of medical necessity, and verification. And about half of the agencies we noted or learned, about half of the agencies are in fact doing that. But there's certainly a lot of work that needs to be done, because identifying specific root causes is key to establishing preventive controls.